Hi, this is Brandon from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
13104.
13104, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
And what is the year of your birth?
1940.
1940. Thank you.
I'm ancient.
Okay, and are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race? White, black, or Afro-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
I can pick one. I guess I'm considered white.
Okay. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Graduate school.
Okay.
I had my bachelor's degree, and then I went back to school.
Okay. So, are we talking about associate degree or bachelor's degree or master's degree?
I graduated from Syracuse University.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes,
Joe Biden. Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S.
I know. It's getting good and exciting, isn't it?
Okay. And other state and local offices this November, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
Okay. Almost certain, correct?
Yes.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from...
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. On a scale from...
0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated and a 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
It has a lot of power combined with other people that vote the same.
Gotcha. So that would be a 10%.
Yes, I think so. I mean, if you don't vote, you don't have any power, right?
Okay. So, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, someone disagree, strongly disagree.
Oh, golly, I don't know. That's a hard one. I think you should vote.
Okay, so
But it would be hard, wouldn't it, if you had, what happened a few years ago, there were two people running for president, And I didn't really, I wasn't thrilled about either one of them. One was Trump, which I absolutely, oh my goodness. And Hillary Clinton. Today I wouldn't be there. I would definitely have voted for Hillary. But at that point, I just went to the polls and voted for the down ballot. So, you know, like congressmen and that kind of thing.
Got it. So
I guess I'm not answering your questions very well.
I mean, just to confirm, can I take that, like, somewhat agree?
Agree. I'm sorry, I didn't get the last thing you said.
Oh, let me read the statement one more time for you. So regardless
okay.
of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree?
I would say yes. Yes, I agree.
Okay. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The president election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What would be the one that is the most important that
matters a lot?
I mean, I couldn't stand it if he got elected. What does that mean? I guess I can't stand Donald Trump, okay? I can't imagine that anybody would vote for him.
So...
And I'm very enthusiastic about Kamala Harris.
Gotcha. So that would be like you matter a lot about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, correct?
I what?
Oh, so the presidential election between Donald
yes.
Trump and Kamala Harris, it matters a lot for you. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. And protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot for you, matters somewhat, does not matter
much.
Matters
a lot.
Election for
Everybody
Congress.
Everybody should have be treated right. Matters a lot.
In election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
Matters
matter.
A lot. It matters a lot because they vote on things that are going to affect our lives.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat.
Matters a lot.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? So the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop you. You want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you will vote, or you doubt you will vote, or no chance.
I absolutely will vote any way I possibly can. I can't drive anymore because I can't see very well. You wouldn't want me on the road. So I'll either have to get a ride to the polls or walk, or I think I can get an absentee ballot and mail it in, as far as I know. But I
okay.
will somehow vote.
Okay. And protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop you. You want to vote and probably will.
Sure. Sure.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop you. Or
right.
you want to
that's important. That's important, too.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop you.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or
Kamala
some other
Harris. Option? I'm not undecided. I definitely would vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Okay.
The Democrat, John Manion.
If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated?
I would vote anyway, but I obviously would vote in favor of that.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much?
Oh, golly, no, I don't know what that is.
Gotcha. So you have heard nothing at all?
No, a bailout? I'm sorry, I don't, what is that?
Ballot or bailout?
Oh, ballot, okay.
So, I mean, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers, have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
No, I don't know. Oh, in terms of, like, if Trump tried to pull tricks and not certify, get people not to certify the election, is it something to do with something like that?
Basically, it's the system of voting secretly and in writing on a particular issue, like a strike ballot, or the commissioners were elected by ballot. So that's what I mean by ballot.
Okay.
It's basically the system of voting secretly and in writing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what that has to do with. In other words, does it have to do with your vote being protected from somebody trying to change ballots or something like that?
Basically, that your vote is secretly and confidential in the
system.
Yes,
that's important. Yes.
Okay. And have you heard a lot about the ballot system to protect the rights of New Yorkers?
No, not in New York so much. I'm kind of scared about, like, in Georgia when they didn't want to certify Biden's election. Remember, all in some of the other states, they got fake electors to try to vote for Trump. Do you remember all that stuff that went on?
Gotcha. Yes, I do. And
yeah,
that
scares me now. I haven't heard so much about it in regards to New York, but that doesn't mean that New York is immune from that either, does it?
Well, so basically, I mean, you know, I cannot, like, disclose my personal opinion.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
If you see, like, you know, I try to skip or continue with the question, it's because we cannot, you know, disclose any opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That's
so
fine.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot?
I have not heard about it. But
okay.
I will pay attention if you know,
yep,
somebody's talking about, because I listen to CNBC, MSNBC all the time. They usually bring stuff like that up.
Okay. And here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. AES vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A node both leaves this protection of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you on the side?
If I would vote yes, I would be. I'm not asking your opinion. I'm just asking you if I would vote yes, it would be in favor of protecting the rights of people.
Correct. Vote puts this protection against discrimination.
I would vote for those protections. Sorry, I didn't get that. I hadn't heard about this.
No worries. I mean, it's a lot of information in the paragraph, actually. But based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, and put protection for abortion into the state constitution, or provide protections on the basis of gender?
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, right? That's what you read to me, that it was supposed to provide protection for people that they're not discriminated against, or, well, some of it has to do with abortion as well. I guess it would say yes. I guess it would protect. I hope it would protect people.
Okay.
Am I getting that wrong? I'm really not clear about that whole thing, but it sounds like it would be a good thing.
Okay. Actually, I mean, you know, it's something open. Like, you can just select the things you think this will be about, and nothing matters. I mean, if this is not related to the text. But now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes? Vote yes. Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
No, I think all of that would become in the same thing. You want to, if you're going to vote, you want to vote for all of those things.
So you're much more motivated to vote on the amendment, correct?
I'm as much motivated to, but I'm probably more motivated to vote for Kamala Harris. I just don't want, I don't know, honestly. We could just put yes. Okay.
And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Mm-hmm. 0 strongly disagree, 10 strongly agree,
I strongly agree. Everybody should be treated equally.
Okay. And it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care?
Yes.
10 is strongly agree?
10 is fine. 10.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose?
10.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination? Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent?
You know, I'm not really clear on, I think it would depend on their age, would it not?
So,
I mean, I'm a little confused about that one.
Let me repeat that question. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Wow.
Remember also that it's a scale, I mean, from 0 to 10. So you can say 5, you can say 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that
depends. No, I honestly don't know. I mean, it would, like, if a child was not in the custody of their parents, then I would think, say a child was in an abusive family and was removed from the parents, okay? At that point, I don't think the parents would have, I don't know how to answer that. I really honestly don't.
Got it. But, you know, like, I mean, it depends, like, if this is a 0 or 10% for you, you know, from 0 to 10.
Yeah, maybe. I would hope that parents would do what was best for their child. I just don't know. It's getting into things that I'm totally, really a little bit ignorant. I'm very ignorant about. I don't know. I'm thinking it would depend upon the circumstances of the family structure and what was going on.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, what would you choose?
I guess I choose 3.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Everyone deserves a chance to...
thrive.
To live?
No, to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
I'm so sorry. My ears don't always work either. I'm sorry. Everyone deserves a chance to what?
Oh, to thrive, like to grow or develop well.
Oh, of course. 10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
We need to help New Yorkers by giving things to immigrants.
Oh, let me repeat
that. Is that the statement? Yes.
Let me repeat the statement. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
No, I think that giving handouts to immigrants are fine, and also helping New Yorkers. I think both should get what they need to survive.
So from 0 to 10, what would you choose?
Oh, you're killing me with these questions because there's so many possibilities there. I think immigrants should have... they're not getting handouts. They're getting help. They're people that they need to be helped. In other words, they're saying priorities to American citizens over immigrants. That's what that's saying, right? there's enough money here in this country to give to both equally.
So, from 0 to 10, what would you choose?
I don't know. I can't choose on that one. I think people that live in New York need help, and if people that are out of jobs or are sick or for whatever reason, and so do immigrants. I mean, I think it's an equal situation.
Gotcha. But, you know, let me repeat the question, and I just need a number, you know.
I can't answer that. I think they should be all treated equally. If people are in need, they need help. It doesn't matter whether they're a citizen or a person that just came into the country.
So can I take that as a 5, like, you know, equal between the 0 strongly disagree and 10 strongly agree?
Okay, that's all right.
And we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Right, 10.
And here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote. I will vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or someone more convinced? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous thing into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts, much more.
This is getting really complicated for me. I just don't know. It would help if I had read the amendment and could think about it. I don't know.
Okay, no worries, okay? Let me give you options, and let me share the statement A again. So what I'm saying is this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. So, do you think...
That's two different, totally different subjects there. You know, I can't answer. Honestly, I can't. I don't know. I don't think parents' rights should be totally... I think you have a responsibility to raise your children, but there are kids that are in foster care or, when I used to work in public assistance and that kind of thing, and there's Children's Division and Children's Protective, and they sometimes are removed from their parents for reason that they've been mistreated, okay? So that all enters into that. Please don't make me answer that question.
Gotcha. So can I take that?
There's all kinds of variables there that make it impossible to say that something is an absolute fact there, you know? To me, anyway.
Okay. So with the statement 8, I got actually 3 different options. So can I take that, like, much more or somewhat more, or you really don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And we have... Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about classing leaflets in the state of constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So is it for you a much more, somewhat more, or you really don't know?
Now that one, that statement you just read sounded right to me.
Okay, so much
more.
So
what
more,
you're saying? That
would be your answer.
I'm confused because you asked me before. There was a question that they could have gender changing surgery without the consent of their parents, and I'm confused as to whether that, but now it's saying that amendment does not provide for that, really. I don't know. I'm getting tired. Okay.
Oh, no worries. I mean, actually, we are in the 73% already, so.
Okay. My ice cream is melting.
Just a couple of more questions, and believe me, your thoughts and opinions are really important to us, okay? And no worries, this can take just 5 minutes of your precious time, and we will be done.
Okay, I'm just going to put this back. It got melted on the way home yesterday from Instacart, okay? And so I just got it refrozen, and now it's all melted again. Wait a minute, I'm going to put that in the freezer, okay? So I can listen to you better.
Okay. So just to make sure, I mean, the statement B, your answer would be much more. Or
I think so. That's the best I can do.
Okay. So if you need time, I mean, to get to take care of the freezer scene, I can gently wait for you if you want to.
No, I put it in the freezer.
Oh, you already put it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we have, I mean, much more was your answer, correct? And next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you don't think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-the-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protections that needed to stop that from happening. So, not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, or is it extremely motivating for you?
In other words, motivated to vote for the amendment. Is that what you're saying?
Correct?
Yeah, I'm strongly motivated.
Okay. And right now, the New York Constitution has leaflets that leave many New Yorkers protected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Strongly motivated. Okay.
And the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens, by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Okay. That's strongly motivated.
Okay. And extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status, couldn't matter what happens in November.
Strongly motivated.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, add certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, cover ethnicity national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. Okay, so if the election were held today, you would vote yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices, and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that someone or much more or less likely?
I'm probably more likely, but I can't be any more likely to want to vote in this election. But I'm glad you brought this up about that amendment, because I think lots of times people kind of overlook them when they go to vote, and if they haven't been, you know, really informed about it. So that's great that you're explaining the whole thing.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're... Okay. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the... I would be... What was the first one you said?
Oh, heterosexual or straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried,
no.
Living with a...
No. Nobody okay. married me.
Okay. And, okay. I mean, you're single, separate... Okay, you're single, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And
I
are
can
you...
never figure... Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age? Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat,
or Democrat?
Democrat. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I don't know what that means, but I consider myself really liberal, maybe. Is that what that means?
So what I'm basically asking you is if you consider as a strong Democrat.
Yes, yes.
Or, okay. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time?
I'm 83.
Retired, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before tax?
Oh, my gosh. It is so low. I am below the poverty standard.
So less than
I just get Social Security and $39.90 in life insurance from my dad. He was in World War I. So that's my whole income. I mean, I am really poor.
So your total family income, you said
let's see, it just changed. I get Social Security and another $40 a month, and that's it.
Gotcha. So how much you get on Social Security? Is it, your estimated yearly income?
I can't think right this second because I'm going to say $12.19.
$12.19?
A month. I can look it up for you, but let's see. I have it written down.
Okay. Wow. It's just an estimated. I mean, so it's around
$1,219.
That's monthly, right? That's your monthly.
Yes. Monthly. System. Yes.
Okay. Yes. A second.
What?
Oh, just a second. Let me do some general calculations right here. So we have.
I know. I'm one of the people Bernie Sanders talks about. Do you know who Bernie Sanders is?
Oh, actually, I do not. But, well, I got right here your estimated social security number. It's 15,000 plus 39, you said. 39K, you said you also got.
Yeah.
Okay?
$39.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And, well, I just wanted to say thank you for answering all the questions. It's been really nice talking to you. And
okay, thank you very much. Do you like doing this? Do you like doing this?
Yes, I do.
That's good. It's a good thing, right? How many people tell you they have to put their Klondike bar back in the freezer?
No. Yes,
anyway,
actually.
I hope I answered them right. I got really confused about that one, and I'm sorry, but I just can't get it through my head. I just don't know. But anyway. I will look, I'm going to Google that Amendment 1 now when you hang up.
All right. So
okay.
It's been really nice talking to you, and have a pleasant day, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.